Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name is Susan B., and I'm an alcoholic. My question is, which of our shortcomings have we seen removed? Well, when I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I certainly didn't understand what shortcomings really were, and I didn't think I had any. Well, little by little, I have come to find out that, yes, I have defects of character and shortcomings. And the one that comes to mind about when I was new in Alcoholics Anonymous, my shortcoming that I know now was that I was indignant on being an alcoholic, or that you telling me that I wasn't hurting anybody else. I was very arrogant with my belief system that it was my business whether I was drinking or not and not yours. So I, you know, really had a bad attitude and indignation about my right to drink. And it took me a while to surrender to the fact that I was an alcoholic. I did not like the word alcoholic. I didn't want the labeling. And but then I just found out that it's just a word, and the word doesn't have the power over me. And when I learned to take it one day at a time, look at myself and be true to myself about my shortcomings, I got to see my arrogance about the acceptance of my disease. And I'm so grateful that I've learned about my shortcomings, because going through the steps and getting to that place of seeing the defects of character and my shortcomings is a big step for me to continue on my growth and becoming the person that I want to be, or that my God has intended me to be. And I get to do that because of Alcoholics Anonymous. So, you know, my shortcomings that I believe most of us have seen removed is the denial and the arrogance of the alcoholic attitude gets lifted when I have accepted my alcoholism as a disease, and it is not anything that makes me feel bad any longer. I am not embarrassed about my disease. It has become part of a resource of goodness for me and for many. So I wish you, you know, to just stay and keep doing this beautiful program, A Design for Living. And, you know, I think that's all I have to say.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.